With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Four Republican candidates competing for the chance to take on incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester this fall are meeting for the first time in a debate at 7 o'clock tonight in Bozeman. The event, in many ways, will be voters' introduction to businessman Troy Downing, former Judge Russell Fagg, State Senator Al Olszewski, and State Auditor Matt Rosendale. The party faithful seem divided so far about the field. Rosendale touts name recognition and support from Washington insiders like former presidential adviser Steve Bannon. Fagg emphasizes his deep Montana roots and endorsements from old-school state Republicans. Downing, relatively new to the state and politics, has backers including Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's wife, Lola. Olszewski calls himself, quote, the grassroots dark horse guy here, end quote. The winner of the June 5th primary will try to stop Tester from winning a third term in November. Two Green Party candidates and a Libertarian candidate are also running. The debate is scheduled for 7 p.m. MSU College Republicans are hosting and plan to stream the debate on their Facebook page. Idaho officials have started the process of opening a grizzly bear hunting season this fall that would allow the killing of one male grizzly. The Fish and Game Commission today directed the Department of Fish and Game to gather public comments for a possible hunt in eastern Idaho, which the commission will consider in May. About 700 grizzlies live in Yellowstone National Park and surrounding areas in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Montana doesn't plan to hunt grizzlies this year, while a proposal in Wyoming would allow the killing of up to 24 bears. Opponents have filed lawsuits to restore Endangered Species Act protection for the bears and prevent the hunts. Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines said yesterday there's good news for the Treasure State in the $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill that the House passed earlier today and that's expected to pass the Senate.
We secured some very important forest management reforms.
Daines points to eliminating what he calls NEPA paperwork on national forest projects of 3,000 acres or less aimed at reducing hazardous fuels. NEPA is the National Environmental Policy Act, and critics like the Center for Biological Diversity say exempting 3,000-acre parcels from that law is bad for forests and wildlife. The spending bill also removes requirements to review some federal lands for critical Canada lynx habitat. Daines praised the spending bill for ending so-called fire borrowing, that's raiding the U.S. Forest Service budget to pay for wildfire suppression instead of paying for fires like other natural disasters.
It allows the Forest Service to use more of its funds on timber management, forest management, and recreation programs rather than fire suppression.
Democratic Senator John Tester agreed that the Forest Service needs relief from wildfire suppression costs.
These costs drain resources that are needed to build and maintain trails, conduct research, and yes, cut a few trees.
Congressman Greg Jean Forte says the spending bill has fewer changes to forest management than in legislation that he sponsored, which was passed by the House late last year.
The measures in this omnibus, although directionally correct, do not go far enough to address the threat and the devastating impact of severe wildfires.
Jean Forte and Daines both said further legislation is needed to end what they call frivolous environmental lawsuits. The groups that file the suits say they wouldn't stick if the Forest Service followed environmental laws like the National Environmental Policy Act. It's unclear when the Senate vote will be, though NPR says it's also likely to pass with bipartisan support. The Trump administration has indicated that the president would sign the bill. Congress is trying to pass the omnibus spending bill before midnight Friday when current federal government funding runs out. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Authorities say a sheriff's deputy in western Montana resigned last month following misconduct with two women. Sheriff T.J. McDermott told the Missoulian that Deputy John Leonard harassed two women with unwanted behavior that included repeatedly going to their work, asking for their phone numbers, calling or texting, and on one occasion touching a person in an inappropriate way. Leonard was temporarily suspended without pay in November while the sheriff's office conducted an internal investigation. A Cascade County jury determined today that Benefis Health System in Great Falls is not liable for the brain injury a Belt High School student suffered in a 2014 football game. Robert Back's parents argued that a trainer employed by Benefis had cleared him to play after a previous concussion, but school officials said the family did not pass on a doctor's order that Back not play. Caseworkers in Montana's foster care system are now receiving additional training and consultation on their work with extreme childhood trauma. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Sheila Hogan, director of the Department of Public Health and Human Services, says the new education program, which kicked off in February, will allow the state's child welfare workers to seek advice from healthcare professionals on some of their most challenging cases.
I would hope that this would be an investment in our workers. They wouldn't feel as alone as they may feel in rural areas. As you know, we have workers around the state, and oftentimes, just based on Montana, they may not have access to this professional level of consultation.
The new program is part of the Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes, a video-based mentoring platform used by the Billings Clinic, which is funding the state's participation in this program. The Billings Clinic will work with DPHHS on this program for 6 months.
So if this works for us, if it's a benefit to workers, we'll see what we can do to try to continue.
Hogan says the hope is that by giving caseworkers more educational resources and monthly talks with psychiatrists and trauma-informed occupational therapists, it will lower the number of kids in the state's foster care system. Montana's child protection system has been weighed down in recent years by rising caseloads that often burn out caseworkers, leading to high staffing turnover. There are about 4,000 kids in foster care in Montana. That number increased by more than 400 last year. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The American Prairie Reserve has asked for permission from the Bureau of Land Management to expand bison grazing on public lands in several north-central Montana counties. The reserve has also asked for a change in the class of livestock allowed on the grazing leases it holds, along with season-long grazing and permission to remove interior fences. The reserve's lands manager says bison naturally move across larger areas than cattle do, and the changes would give the bison a more natural grazing pattern. The Bureau has previously approved similar requests. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.